The parsha begins Amar al Kohanim to the Kohanim should be zahir in not becoming tamei. The issur for a Kohen to become tamei. We are all already tamei meis, but we know that the Kohanim, on top of being already tamei meis, have an extra prohibition every single time to come in contact with a dead body. So what we want to discuss is the issues of Kohanim in hospitals at the end of the day, and what is allowed, what is not allowed, what do hospitals do. We'll get into a little bit of construction and a little bit of architecture as well, to discuss some of the things that go on in hospitals in Eretz Yisrael in America. But let's jump right in. Nowadays, hospitals are built in the last 20, 30 years, are massive complexes with thousands of beds, hundreds of rooms. There are bridges and underground tunnels and all different types of different ways to interconnect different parts of the hospital. There's no single area of a hospital that's not some way connected to another part of the hospital. These are the purpose. You can get to one area quickly in case of emergency access. This is the way a hospital is designed. Multiple floors, bridges, walkways, and there's piping, ducts that bring electricity, water, air from all different parts of the hospital to one corner to the other. And the entire hospital is interconnected. And therefore, when building a hospital in Chutz Laretz or Eretz Yisrael, you have to pay attention to the technical aspects and the halacha to separate these different departments from one to another because of Tumas Mace. We know that in an ohel, as long as there is one roof covering the area where a mace is, the Tumah can travel instantly, faster than the speed of light, to the next room and be there. And this requires planning for the morgue when they build the hospitals, the pathological departments, the organ banks in the hospitals, things like that. And this means building, as we'll see, double doors around these sections. And if you want to know more about it, in the Encyclopedia Refuit, which is a wonderful encyclopedia on medicine, in Volume 1, in the Erech Beis Cholim, under Beis Cholim, he has a whole thing about how to build a hospital, kahalacha, if something that you're interested in. Okay, now, certainly before we get into the nitty-gritty, a Kohen who is a mitzpikuach nefesh and sakana mamish, everything we're about to say doesn't apply. If you have to be taken care of and you have to be cured, so then you got to go to the hospital without question. Let's discuss the status of a hospital and what goes on there. In a hospital, at any time, there can be a corpse, a removed limb, Rachmana Litzlan, a stillborn baby, a nafel, something like that. And in those cases, those carry Tumas Mace. I think in Shari Tzedek Hospital, they said that, on average, there's 4 niftarim a day. In Shari Tzedek, 4 times a day, somebody is niftar. So the chances are, over the course of the day, if a Kohen is in there, perhaps somebody had passed away under the roof of the hospital. And we know that a revius, as long as there's a revius of blood from a mace, that's metame boel. And some body parts for the patient can stay in the room for some time. And if there's Rachman al-San blood on the sheets, and that moves to a laundry area, these aspects of tumma are all over the hospital. And any single time there's an opening that's a tefach wide, say, yay, big. So that is an area that tumma can go through. There's also a din we need to know about before we continue of sof tumma latzes. What does sof tumma latzes mean? Sof tumma latzes means that any room that the mace would normally be brought through to get to its final location is already tumma before the tumma gets there. We assume the tumma is there even before the mace gets there, or even if it's already closed off until it arrives in that location. And there's a machlokas whether it's a deraisa derabanan, but therefore tumma can spread even if the nifter is held in a room that's in complete isolation. Because if the nifter is going to be wheeled always through these corridors, always through this room, even if the room right now is completely sealed, sof tumma latzes. We view those rooms as already having tumma even before the tumma has the chance to travel. And that's important, because even if the room is technically sealed off now, the Kohen can't be in an area where the mace would technically go through on its way there. Okay, so what about visiting a hospital for Bikur Cholim tests and procedures? Let's begin in Chutz Laretz, because Chutz Laretz is much, much easier because Rov Gaim, as we'll see. The issue was actually first raised in 1912 with Yosef Schwartz, was a Rav. He writes in the Tshuvas Ginzei Yosef in Simen Kuf Chaf Hei. He was a patient in a hospital in Vienna, and he was a Kohen, and he was unsure whether he could be in the hospital. So he sent the Shalat number, Gedolei Hador. He received responses from Rosh Shlomo Engel and Chelek Gimel, and he wrote it in the Vayalkut Yosef and Chelek Yedalid, the Tshuvas Dudai Hasadan, Simen Kuf. It was discussed, but it wasn't so common, and therefore it didn't really become more of an issue until after World War II. Regarding the issue of Sof Tuma Latzeis, that those rooms will eventually see Tuma, so Rav Braun, the Shari Mitzuyanim Bahalacha, perhaps some of us have his work on the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch in our homes, so he writes that we are lenient for Tumas Gai. The Tuma of a Gai, we don't say, is already in that room before the room has been opened up. In addition, the Tshuvas Radvaz and Chelek Aleph and the Tshuvas Hadeshin understand that a Kohen is not usher for Sof Tuma Latzeis at all. Sof Tuma Latzeis is a din in Tuma. But does that mean it's usher for a Kohen to be in a room where there's Sof Tuma Latzeis? So the Tshuvas Hadeshin and the Radvaz say no. There's a din in Tuma. But it doesn't mean the Kohen is usher to be in that room as well. And Kohan and Yoreim says Kohanim don't have to worry about Tumas Akam at all. So the Rosh HaMadabra, the most important tshuva when it comes to this, is the Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Breish, the Rav in Zurich after the Holocaust. So he gives not one, not two, but three reasons to allow the Kohen to be in a hospital in Chutz Laretz, where it's Rov Goyim in the hospital. So let's go one by one. The first thing he says is that a Jewish corpse is metame ba'ohel. If we're in a room and somebody passes away in the room, so the whole room is filled with tumah. But there's a machlokas tanaim whether a goy is metame ba'ohel. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Mei says Kivrei Yaakov is not metame ba'ohel. And the Shulchan Aruch in Shinai and Beis in Hilchos Avela says Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Nachal Nizar HaKohen Melei L'Chaleim. A Kohen should be careful not to go and walk over the graves of Goyim, Arlington National Cemetery, places like that. The implication seems to be that it's not Usser. What does it say? It says, Nachal Nizaher. Shulchan Aruch says, it would be nice if the Kohanim could stay from Tumas Oel of a Mace. So the Ramah then comes and says, Alpha Pishesh Mekilim V'Nachal Nahachmer. And therefore he says, even though we are Mekel, one a Kohen should be profiting the Machmer, not be by Tumas Oel in a room, or walk over a place where there is a mace. So therefore one could argue that there's a medical need if the Kohen needs to go to the hospital for a procedure. It's not Sakana, but he needs to have a biopsy, he needs to have something examined, he needs something in the hospital, some sort of procedure. That's a Tzorech. Why would that be a Tzorech? However, if there's no reason to enter the hospital, so the Kohen should be careful not to enter the hospital. We see this from the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shulchan Aruch is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Alpha Pisha Kohen Asur Likanes LeBeis HaPras Ola Eretamim." Even though it's Asur for a Kohen to walk over a field, a graveyard that was plowed over, and now it's only Asur Midzarabanan because we don't know where the Tumah is, or we know as well it's Asur for Kohanim to leave Chutz Laretz, to leave Eretz Yisrael, go to Chutz Laretz, because Tumas Amamim. We assume that there's Goyish dead bodies everywhere, and they can't go into Chutz Laretz. That's a discussion for another time. Imayat sarich leilech sham li seisha to get married, lil mo Torah, and there's no other way. Ve'en lo derech acheres yachol lavor derech. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? If there's a tzorech, a Kohen can be lenient on Tuma derabanan, if need be. And based on this, the Chalkas Yaakov says that since a non-Jewish hospital, there is Tuma sol mi derabanan, because we assume that the Tuma is coming from a Goyim. We don't assume that a Jew is there because it's Rov Goyim. We can be lenient for a Tzorech. That's leniency number one. Two, he cites the Ramah, who says, Kohen sheshochev arim v'hu ba'oel im hameis. Let's say a Kohen is lying in bed naked for whatever reason, and there's an oel, a body dies in the house where he is. V'lo yada, and he doesn't know, ein lahagidlo, don't tell him. This is the Tumas Hadeshin. Don't tell the Kohen. Because if you tell him, what is he going to have to do? He's going to have to run outside naked, which is going to be embarrassing. So the Tumas Hadeshin says, Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios. It's not appropriate for the Kohen to do that. So just tell him, come outside, we're get dressed, we're serving ice cream, and then take him outside, and then tell him afterwards you can't go back inside. So the Shach learns in the language of the Ramah that a mace is only metame ba'ohel on a level midoraisa if the rooms are open to each other. The Shach is a chiddush. It's only tumas oel midoraisa if it's in the same room right now. But if it's outside and it has to come through a door, so the Shach holds that's only aser midorabanan. not midoraisa. Because if it would be asr midoraisa, then what would the kohen have to do if he was sleeping in his bed? You have to get out right away. It must be we're lenient for kavod abrios because it's a tumah of derabanan.
You get different if he's 5 minutes there or an hour.
Every second. Every second. He's got to get out. So the Chelkas Yaakov says that in a hospital, the corpses are mostly in a designated area, in some place. The Kohen's not in the same room as them. The possibility that the Kohen will be in the same exact area as the corpse is highly unlikely. And since we're dealing with Tumah Derabanan of a guy and another Derabanan over here, though he's not in the same room, so therefore it's a second reason to be lenient. Two Derabanan to be lenient. Now, to be honest, the Shach is not accepted by everybody. The Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos in two places doesn't accept the Shach. They think it's Doraisa as well. The Avnei Nezer wonders how the Shach could write such a Dover Batel. It's a very strong language from the Avnei Nezer. He says, how could the Shach write such a Dover Batel? I'm not saying that. The Avnei Nezer did. Such a silly thing that it's not Midoraisa. If it's not, it has to go through a corridor. Why shouldn't it be Doraisa? The Chacham HaSadam says the same thing as well in the Shach. But nevertheless, the Shach is a Shita, is a Snif Lahakel as well. The third Keter comes from the Ramba, the Shita of the Ravid. The Ravid in two places. This is a famous Shita of the Ravid that, for whatever reason, which is unclear to most poskim, the Kohanim go to medical school, and they often rely on the Shita of the Ravid. Rav Goren is a famous Shuva, allowing a Kohen to go to medical school. Nobody really understands why, but the Rambam in Hilchos Nazirus in Parakeh, the Rambam in Hilchos Aval in Paragimel, so the both places, the Ravid says that Kohanim nowadays are already Tamei Meis, Bizman Hazeh, and there's no additional Isser to become Tamei if you're already Tamei Meis. It's only Bizman we have Efer Paraduma. We don't have the ashes of Paraduma nowadays, and therefore, the Ravid says there's no problem for a Kohen to go to a cemetery if he's already Tamei. We don't pass on like the Ravid. But there is such a Shita of the Ravid. The Mishnah Melech says, the Ravid holds, that there is no Isser at all for a Kohen to be in contact with the corpse. Now, the Mishnah Melech says that the Ravid is a Das Yachid. That's not true. The Rush in Hilchos Katanus of Hilchos Tumah says Rabbeinu Tam holds this way. The Shulta Giborim says the Bahag holds this way. The Lecha Mishnah says Rashi holds this way. There are other Rishonim who say that there's no Isser for a Kohen to become Tamei nowadays. There are such shitas, but it's not the majority, and it's certainly not the shita of the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch. In general, the poskim, including the Daga Meravava, the Tshuva Chacham Sofer says that his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, was meeting with the Daga Meravava, the nose of Yehuda of Yecheskel Landau, and he told him this pshat in the Ravid. And you see the Daga Meravava here, or we're about to say this pshat, he's mesupik back and forth, he concludes one way. So the Chassam Sofer writes in Simon Shin Pei Ches that his Rebbe Nosson Adler told the Nodes of Yehuda this pshat that the Ravid means not that it's there's just, not that it's not usher, there's no malchus. The Ravid holds that it's a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei again, but if he does, there's no lashes. That's how the Ravid holds. Whatever it may be at the end of the day. So nevertheless, the Chelkas Yaakov combines the Ravid as another Heter. And the Shach and the Klal Yehora famously says, you can rely on a Das Yachid, an individual opinion, if there's a Shach Sadechak, a great need, on an Isser Derabanan. So what is this? A Kohen needs to go to the hospital, a Das Yachid, the Ravid, B'Shach Sadechak, an Isser Derabanan, you can go. So the Chelkas Yachid pulls it all together, to summarize. Tumah, not in the same room, might be Derabanan. Tumah's guy also is Derabanan. Plus the sheet of the Ravid that asks also for a Kohen to become Tamei again. So all three together, says the Chelkas Yaakov, in Chutz Laaretz, there's no problem for a Kohen to go to a hospital if need be. Okay, and that is the halacha.
Nobody has suffix. Is the Kohanim of today is real Kohanim?
No, we don't generally play that suffix. We don't. That's a shear for another time. We don't generally use that suffix. We try to not use that suffix. Rabbi Yaakov Emden sometimes invokes that some places, but we try to not invoke that. We try to not invoke that suffix. Okay. What about Bikur Cholim? Is that a tzorich? Is that a need for a Kohen Chutz Laaretz to go? So we have a machlokus. Rav Moshe writes in Negros Moshe in Yerodeya Chelik Beisim and Kuf Samach Vav. So Rav Moshe says that in America, Rov is Goyim. Therefore, a Kohen can visit a relative in the hospital if it's a Tzorech Gadol. Meaning, a real relative. Not a friend, a relative of yours, a wife's relative, he says, for shalom bayis, if you need to, a relative. But outside of that, says Ramosha, it's not a tzorach gadol. It has to be a relative who really, really, really wants to see you. The Rav Yitzchak Isaac Libus, who is the Rav in the Bronx, the Tshuva's Beis Avi, so he cites another reason to allow it. And this is based on the Rambam, that Safik Tuma Birshus HaRabim is Tahar. If you have a Safik of Tuma, and you're in a Rishus HaRabim, a public area, we consider it to be Tahar. If you have a Safik Tuma and you're a Rishus HaYachid, a private area, we consider it to be Tame. So says the Beis Avi, Rav Libus, a hospital is Rishus HaRabim, he says, in the realm of Hilchas Tuma and Tara. In the realm of Hilchas Shabbos, a hospital is Rishus HaYachid. But when it comes to Hilchos Tumah, we don't care about the walls, we care about the public access. A hospital is a public area. Safek Tumah, I don't know if there's a dead body in the hospital right now, and therefore, Safek Tumah, Bishus HaRabim, it should be Tahar. And for this reason, we can rely on it. Now, he quotes the Minchas Sinach. The Minchas Sinach writes in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, he says we have two sfeikos. The first suffix is whether the Tumah is present or not, and the second suffix is whether the Kohen can enter or not. So he says, is that a Dinan Tumah or a Dinan Isser V'Hetzer? The first suffix is whether there's a dead body. That's a suffix in Tumah. But where are the halachas of Kohanim entering Tameh places? Is that, where is that in Shulchan Aruch? It's in Yoredeya. That's a halach in Isra V'Heter. Do we say Safik Isra V'Heter in Rishus HaRabim Lakula? No. The din of a Kohen becoming Tameh is not just a din in Hilchas Tumah, it's a din in Isra V'Heter. It's like eating a piece of pork. So he says the Minchas Linach, who cares about the Kohen? The Kohen can't do something that's Asr, even if it's a Safik on a Doraisa. So the Minchas Linach says this is different. He says that really the two sfeikos are interdependent because the Kohen can't become Tameh unless there's a dead body. So he says really it's an extension of Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, and therefore the Isser depends on Tumah. There's only one suffik about Tumah, and because suffik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tahar, the Kohen should be allowed to enter and visit the Chola. And on top of this, he says most of the corpses are Gayim, and Rav Yitzchak Isaac Libus again allows Bikur Cholim in this case as well for a Tzorach. Okay, but again, we follow Rav Moshe. It needs to be a real tzorach for Bikur Cholim. So that is Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, our Kohanim are pretty much okay, right? Pretty much okay, not so complicated. Let's turn now to Eretz Yisrael. So most of the corpses, most of the Nesarim Eretz Yisrael in the hospital are going to be Jewish. So nevertheless, the Sha'arim Mitzuyonim B'Halacha says that the Kohen can go to a hospital if need be, even if most of the people are not Jewish. He says, we're dealing with the physical health of a Kohen. And a person, the halacha is, you don't have to give up your money to violate an Isser Derabanan. That's the rule. You don't have to give up any money to not violate an Isser Derabanan. Certainly your health is more valuable than giving up your money. And the Shach said, Tamei Meis is only Matame Be'ohel in the same room, Ida Raisa. But if a body died in the other part of the hospital, the Tumah coming into my room where the Kohen is only Midirabanan. So he says, and Dirabanan for my health. Why should I sacrifice my health for a Dirabanan, says the Sha'arim Mitzuyonim B'Halacha. And therefore, since we're dealing with an Issa Dirabanan, when the Kohen enters the hospital, it can be pushed aside for the sake of one's physical health. Comes the Nishmas Avram. The Nishmas Avram writes in Shinayim Beis. And he says, come on, he says, just because something is an Issa Dirabanan, you shouldn't be pushed aside for a medical exam or a test. He says the Kohen should only stay in his room with the door closed. He should not walk in the corridors of the hospital whenever possible. And he's very mach, he doesn't like the whole idea. So he wrote a letter to the Tzitz Eliezer, and Rav Waldenberg wrote him back and said, no, the Kohen can walk in the halls, he can go for a spatzir, whatever he needs to do to be in the hospital to take his exams and his tests. And this is based on the Shach and the Ravid, says the Tzitz Eliezer. The Ravid that there's no Isser become Tamei nowadays, the Shach, that the Tumah is only Midirabanan, and therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer says, if a Kohen in Eretz Yisrael needs to go to the hospital for exams and procedures, he can go without question. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in the Mincha Shlomo, in Siman Kuf, initially leans to be Machmer. He cites a sheet of the Marcheshes, in Chelek Aleph, who says that even though Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, that's a Safek, is Tahor, nevertheless the Kohen who enters is violating an Isser. That was the idea before. So really, Rav Shlomo Zalman leads a beginning to say to be machmer. And then he says, no, he quotes the Teshuras Shai in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes. So what does the Teshuras Shai say? He says that we can rely on those who say Sof to Malatze is only Darabanan. The Shach said going from room to room is only Darabanan. And then he says, we have in the hospital a Chezkas Chai. What does that mean? We assume that everybody in the hospital is alive until proven otherwise. You walk into a hospital, unless you show me that somebody's dead, you assume everybody's alive. It has a Chezkas Chai on the building. He has a Chiddush. The building has a Chezkas Chai. He brings a proof from the Taz regarding if you find bugs in a fruit. And the Taz seems to say that if the insects don't naturally grow inside the fruit, you find three flies on the apple, that you don't have to discard the fruit. So he says we can assume that they grew on their own, have nothing to do with the fruit. They came from the outside. So the Teshure Shai argues that even though people die in the hospital, it's not due to anything in the hospital, except for, say, exceptional cases, but it's not because the hospital is not what's killing them. We assume they died on their own, and therefore the hospital is not a place of death. It's not a makom misa. I don't have to walk into the hospital and assume there are dead people here, says the Teshure Shai. And he says, for that reason, we can assume by chazaka that when that coin walks in, unless he's told otherwise, everyone is alive. That's the shita that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings. So Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in this week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, he doesn't like it. He says there's no such thing as a chazak on a building. So there's chazak on people. He says there's chazak on circumstances, events, but you can't have a chazak on a building. There's no such thing in halacha. He says the second thing is that the entire concept of chazaka is regard to natural phenomena which are related to each other. He says we have a chazaka in the same thing here. But he says in this case there's no linkage between the deaths and the place.
What's we say that the chazaka is not Jew?
Yeah.
So why we can use it here? The chazaka is not dead.
That's what. So he wants to say you can't have chazaka on a place.
So you mean there are no chazaka?
There's no chazaka. You can't say you can't walk into a room and say, you know, I have a chazaka that there's anything about the building. The building doesn't carry a chazaka. A person or a circumstance has a chazaka, not a place. He's saying that the logic of the Teshuva Shai doesn't make any sense. That the hospital is a chezkas chai? What does that mean? Hospital is a building. They don't have a chazaka in anything. Nevertheless, Rav Asher Weiss is makel anyway. He says there's other factors that make this a rabbanan. The tumah traveling from room to room is midar rabbanan. The sheet of the ravid, the shulchan aruch is leaning tumah midar rabbanan for its tzarich. And therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, a kohen in Eretz Yisrael may enter a hospital for a medical reason if need be.
Pikuach nefesh, something
here. 100% pikuach nefesh for sure. There's no question. Pikuach nefesh for sure.
In other words, a kohen in Eretz Yisrael has an opportunity to go to an outpatient facility.
Yeah.
Should he do that?
100%. 100%. We're talking about a situation where the only place to do what he needs to do is in that building. 100% for sure. If you can get it in a place where there's no niftarim, then for sure he should go there without question. Who's machmir? Someone's always be machmir, no? So Rav Menashe Klein, the Mishnah Halachas in the Chelek Vav in Siman Reish Zayin, he says Shamati, I heard that the Sama Rav didn't let Kohanim go to hospitals for any reason. He says he doesn't understand why it should be allowed. He said that Teshur Shai was only speaking about a case where there was no certainty of Tumah, but nowadays in a large hospital, odds are someone's dead in the hospital at some point in time. And he says, really, he doesn't like to publicize his shita because he says it's a gzeirish enet sibra yachal amadbo. He says, if I told Kohanim to go to the hospital, no one would listen to me anyway. He says, hanach lehem yisrael umutav shu shogegin v'yal yu mezidin. I'll keep it to myself. I don't know what kind of, he wrote in a tshuva, so I don't know what that means. He kept it to itself. He says, shomer nafsho yirchach mehem. A good kohen should stay away from hospitals. Rav Shernbach also in Chelek Dalad in Shuvas Vanagos Reish Samach Al prohibits a kohen from entering a hospital in Eretz Yisrael. I heard once that Rav Simcha Cook, the Rav of Rehovot, so the medical center in Rehovot is called Kaplan Medical Center. So he tells the kohanim in Rehovot they should try to only go at night. Because at night there's less people and there's a smaller chance that there's a dead body there. And perhaps it was moved out already. So he says, preferable to go at night. Okay. What about Bikur Cholim in Eretz Yisrael? So we said procedures, we have more than enough to rely on. What about Bikur Cholim? So the Nishmas Avram in Shin Lamed Aleph says that we're dealing with an Isser D'Oraisa because the corpses are robed Jewish, and therefore a Kohen may not perform Bikur Cholim in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, this is the sheet of the Shevet HaLevi, and this is printed in the Kol Kore in Tavshin Samach Beis, And he says it's not clear to himself either that hospitals are a Rishus HaRabim. He doesn't agree with that premise that hospitals are considered a Rishus HaRabim of Tumma for whatever reason. And therefore he says you should avoid Bikur Cholim. And then really there's no, unless there's a real pressing need for Bikur Cholim, a person has a parent in the hospital, you know, and it's a terrible situation, then really they should stay away from a hospital for Bikur Cholim. Yeah. No, just saying hello. Okay, so good. The most pressing one, though, and we'll end with this, is that can the father who's a Kohen be in the hospital during labor? That's really the most pressing issue, and probably the most difficult one for Shalom Bias. So most poskim, Rav Asher Weiss included, understand that it is a tzorech for the father to be there and present during the labor. This is the same as we say in Hilchos Shabbos that the father can ride along in the car with the wife, the Yisuve Daite, for her mental well-being for the sake of the labor on Shabbos.
So Shalom Bayis.
Shalom Bayis, 100%. Shalom Bayis, to give comfort to the mother. However, once there's no pressing need for the father to be there, and the mother's given birth, and the doctor has decided the mother was fine, or let's say the mother was in false labor, and it was time to go home, they got to get out of there. No lingering around to check out the vending machines. You got to get out as soon as you can. And once the baby and the mother are fine, so then, and the labor is over, the Kohen father has to leave. Now, Rav Nissen Karelitz said that the father doesn't have to run out after labor is over. He can wish his wife a mazel tov, make sure she's okay, make sure she's feeling fine, her mental status is okay, and then leave. And he says, after a woman has been giving birth, the mother is still in a state of trauma. And her husband, can you imagine? The baby comes out, he's like, goodbye, you gotta go. And he runs out of the hospital. What's the mother gonna think? You can make sure she's okay, the baby is checked out, everyone is relaxed, and that running out would be upsetting. And therefore he says, you should wait a little bit to make sure everything has calmed down. Once everything has been checked out, then the father, who's a Kohen, can leave, and really no reason to return. Rav Cheskel Roth, the Dayan of Carlsberg, he writes in Emek Shuvan Chelik Vav that the Kohen cannot visit his wife in the hospital after the birth, which makes sense, I hear. It's hard to explain why he should be able to go just check in. If it's time for him to leave and needs to pick up his wife, then that would make sense. I guess if you can get somebody else to go, I guess as the first kid, probably the mother's probably going to want you there. But if you get to like 4, 5, 6, so then whatever, if you could send like the mother to go, so that, you know, you do, you know, do, I guess, do going and do whatever you can. You can send, you know, your mother-in-law, that would be helpful. But
so the baby has to go out from the...
That's a different shear. So that's a different shear. Perhaps next year, Parsha Samar, we'll discuss a mother giving birth to a baby Kohen in the hospital. And how does that work as well? That's a different shear as well. I saw that Rav Ben Sion Cook, who's a Talmud of Rav Yashiv, writes in his Tziyunei Halacha on Avelis, Rav Yashiv said there's no sakana for the wife, and therefore the husband should not be there during labor, who's a Kohen. Rav Yashiv is very machmer. He says the entire issue that the wife may have psychological issues and for reasons is not enough to allow the Kohen to enter the hospital. In addition, he says he doesn't even allow the father to travel to the hospital on Shabbos with the wife if there's somebody else who can go. Meaning, if Rav Yashiv said, what's pshat? That the mother's going to go, and the girl's going to go, and the husband's going to go. You have a whole car full of people going to the hospital on Shabbos. He says one person should go, not everybody else should go along as well. So that certainly makes sense. But again, halacha lamaisa, the father can be there during the labor, make sure everything is okay, check everything out, and then go home, and then make arrangements either to have the baby brought home or to go and pick up the wife, letzorech, if needed, at the end of the day. Let's just end with what is going on in hospitals in Eretz Yisrael to fix and make solutions for Kohanim. Obviously, in America, we are the minority in the most extreme sense, and therefore there's nothing we can do in hospitals. Are there any hospitals in America that are Kohen friendly? None that I know of. Okay? So let's talk about Eretz Yisrael. The hospital should make Kohanim aware where the places of issue are and where they should be avoiding. Some hospitals have digital signs at the entrance of the hospital that goes off when someone dies that reads, HaKnisa LeKohanim Asura. It's us for Kohanim to come in. Now, it's not perfect, because first of all, it takes the doctor time to go and register the death. Take a half hour, 45 minutes until he registers it. And the whole time the Kohen's wandering around the hospital. In addition, it only warns the Kohanim outside the hospital. You don't put it inside the hospital. Why? because it's not good for morale to have blinking signs in the middle of the hospital saying, someone's died, someone's died. So they keep the sign outside the hospital at the entrance, not inside the hospital. In addition, the sign only goes off for a patira, but it doesn't go off for a nafel, an amputee, things like that, and therefore, that's not helpful in those regards as well. But many hospitals have that. In Hadassah Ein Kerem, they originated the idea of the double doors. You seen the double doors before? They have in the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael? In certain areas and sections of the hospital where deaths occur, they tell Kohanim not to go there, and they have double doors that don't open at the same time. They close behind it, there's a door, and then a gap and then another door, and one door doesn't open until the other one is closed. Or they have those tripart circular doors that you go when you go into a hotel. So they have those doors as well, because that also cuts off the tumah as well. And they'll use those and say, these sections are issues, these sections are not issues, and the Kohanim will know where to go in designing and walking through the hospital itself. There is this discussion whether doors are a good chatzitza, a good block, because they're metal. And there's a machlokus between the Shach and the Taz, whether doors that are makabel tuma are a chatzitza to stop it. But there's more than enough room to rely on at the end of the day in the Shach. The other shita, that's two. The third shita, the third approach, is to put a tent over, to put an ol over the nifter when the nifter dies, to cover the nifter in some way, to create a chatzitza, so it doesn't go above the doesn't go throughout the hospital. However, this doesn't alleviate the issue of sof tuma latzes, right? Because if I know the body is going to be walked through this corridor of the hospital, then who cares if there's a tent over it? So I don't understand how this works 100%. But Rav Yitzhak Halperin, who's a big bucky, a big rav and posek in medical issues in Eretz Yisrael, so he has a sefer called Taras Pesachim, with a tuf. Taras Petachim, which means the purity of the entrances, which is all about the doors and hospitals and tuma and traveling. So he came up with a contraption. I read it a few times. I don't really understand exactly what it was, but essentially it's like a box that has two openings and it has something around it, and it's this massive thing that you put the body in and then it allows you to move through the hospital. And it presents the issues of sof tuma latzes. It has a number of openings and boxes and coverings, and based on the laws of tuma v'tara, it's able to control the issue. He has a letter from the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Vav and Rishon Mazaman Arbach. They reject the plan for a number of reasons. Rav Avadya Yosef thought it was a good idea. I've never seen it before, so maybe it doesn't exist. I'm not sure. The third suggestion was by Rav Menachem Mendel Shafran, who's a posig in Bnei Brak. The fourth, sorry, is Rav Menachem Mendel Shafran, who's a posig in Bnei Brak. He said this is based on a Mishnah in Olos in Perek Yud. The Mishnah Olos says, I'll read you the Mishnah. It says, if there's a skylight that's the size of a square of a tefach in a house, and there's tumah in the house, whatever is directly opposite the skylight remains tahor, and if the tumah is directly opposite the skylight, the house remains tahor. Whether the tumah is in the house or directly opposite the skylight, a person who places his foot above the skylight combines the tumah. If the part of the tumah is in the house and part of it is opposite the skylight, the house becomes tumah, and wherever is directly opposite the tumah also becomes tumah. So essentially, Rabbi Shafran suggested building a skylight in the hospital that would essentially gather the tumah, would all go to this place, and they built a shelf underneath the ceiling along the entire hospital corridor, and the shelf is 3 tefachim from the ceiling, and it's parallel to it, and it creates this like crawl space, and the length of the shelf is open with cracks in it, so it kind of like draws in the tumah, and he has a whole contraption on the roof based on this Mishnah that kind of draws the tumah in and keeps out of the rest of the hospital. And the Rav Vozner rejected this for a number of reasons, but this is his pshat. So we see the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael trying to come up with different shtick, different things to alleviate the tumah, but we also see at the end of the day there's enough reason to be lenient in most cases for a kohen who has a tzorach to be in a hospital, whether Eretz Yisrael, whether America, to be there if need be.